This is Gloria Moraga's One-on-One, a show designed to improve face-to-face communication in the digital age.
One-on-One with Alexandra. The call came when I was on Capitol Hill. I was in the Senate recording studio, getting ready to do an interview with Congressman John Dingell from Michigan. He was quite the powerful man. Crew, the congressman, his staff, and I were all gathered around the set. We were getting ready to shoot a half-hour television show from Washington, D.C., for KFBK, the beautiful city of Detroit. I produced stories for them for 10 years and loved every minute of it. Detroit, a beautiful city, devastated by the economy and the empty promises of politicians. Keep exporting our jobs. Hi, I'm Gloria Moraga. This is One-on-One. Communications and storytelling in the digital age. Please subscribe, download, share. The call was from Zelda Wallace, the Bureau Chief's office manager. What a beauty. She looked a lot like a young Whitney Houston. She said very excitedly, Sharon called. She says, it's really important. I screamed. Congressman Dingell and all the crew jumped. I was just a few feet away using the studio phone. I turned and said, it's good news. They all laughed. Things were different then. I said, I have to make one call. Dingell was entertaining the crew with a story about fishing someplace in Michigan. He waved and smiled and winked at me. I blew him a fake kiss back. Things were different then. I called Sharon. She said, do you know why I'm calling? I said, yes, I do. She said, why am I calling? And I said, you're calling to tell me to come and pick up my baby girl. Yes, she yelled. I started to cry. I said to her, I'm doing an interview. I will be finished in half an hour. I will be there in an hour. She said, we'll be ready for you, Mama. I walked over to Congressman Dingell, who later became the longest serving congressman in United States history. He holds that record. He represented Michigan for more than 59 years in the Congress. He put his arm loosely around me, hugged me, and said, you okay? I'm going to go get my baby right after this interview, I said. He said, without missing a beat, holy cow, you called it, girl. We better get this interview going so you can pick up the baby. I loved that man. We had talked about the story that was on the news in Washington. The story was about a pregnant mother who walked into Washington Hospital Center and gave birth to a healthy baby girl. The next day, the mother walked out of the hospital and disappeared, leaving the baby safe and warm and in the care of the Washington Hospital Center nursery. When I saw the story on television, I called my sister in California, and I told her, I'm going to have my baby. And she said, when? Why? What happened? I told her about the mother and the baby. Sis said, I'm buying my plane ticket now. It was 1988. In 1985, I had had a miscarriage. My little baby boy died when I was 6 months pregnant. The doctors called it fetal death syndrome. The doctor also confirmed that I have some sort of genetic blood disease that's not uncommon in women of Spanish descent. After a year, I decided I didn't want to get pregnant again. Couldn't do it. But I wanted to adopt. There were hundreds of children being abandoned every day in the Washington, D.C. area. So my ex-husband, whom I now call It, and I attended adoption classes. It was a great experience. We met great people, and I met Sharon Knight, who was my caseworker. For 2 years, I called Sharon once a month. I made her homemade salsa and tamales at Christmas. I remembered her birthday, and I always said we are ready for our baby boy or girl anytime. I had indicated that we would like a Hispanic child of mixed race. I didn't care. She said, that is probably not going to happen, Gloria. Immigrants from South America, Mexico, El Salvador, don't give up their babies. Family members take them. I said, oh no, I'm getting a baby Hispanic girl. Sharon would take the cookies or cakes or salsa or tamales or the scarf that I would give her and laugh. She admired my faith, but I'm also sure she thought I was a little crazy too. That went on for 2 years, and then the call came. and Sharon said to me, "Come pick up your baby girl." The hospital, the media, and social services people called her Baby Girl Perez. We were to be her foster parents until they could find Mama Perez. I fell in love with Baby Girl just from seeing her on TV. And when Sharon put her in my arms, it was the happiest moment of my life. I named her Alexandra Elizabeth. We never found her mother. Police, the Catholic Church, everybody searched for her in the neighborhood where she said she'd come from. She was most likely an undocumented immigrant from El Salvador or Central or South America. She came to this country for a better life. She gave birth, and then she was gone. And I'm going to say it again, and forgive me if I sound preachy. She came to this country for a better life, like so many millions of others. Why is that so awful? She could not care for her baby, so she entrusted her to the system in the United States of America and to me, a U.S. citizen, to care for the baby. She trusted us to care for baby girl Perez. Trusted us not to treat a human being like garbage. Things were different then. Mama Perez saved my life. Baby girl Perez enriched it. She made it better, as children do. We don't know where Alexandra's birth mom is. Wherever she is, I thank her for her gift. I know she's not a terrorist. She didn't come here to hurt our country. She is an angel on earth. I'm Gloria Moraga. This is One on One.